Pharaoh and Moses, a showdown for the ages. The Talmud says that Pharaoh was one amma tall. He stood 2 feet tall. Moshe, the Talmud elsewhere describes, was 10 feet tall. 10 amos tall. That's approximately 20 feet tall. Okay? So there you have it. There you have it. 10 times taller, literally 10 times taller than Pharaoh. Imagine, stop to imagine how all of their encounters, how their meetings looked. A literally physical giant talking to a midget. And here this midget sits at the top of the, sits in a seat at the top of the throne, of the greatest thrones in civilization. Wow. How their conversations must have felt for each one of them. Moses, so small compared to Pharaoh's greatness. And of course, Pharaoh, so small compared to Moses' greatness. But that's the first issue of note. The physical height. Pharaoh so short, and Moshe so tall. Note now that Pharaoh, another contrast, Paro had an enormous ego and even proclaims himself as a deity, as God, and he acts the part. He says, I'm God, and he acts as God. Moshe, in contrast, was the most humble man on the face of the earth, as the Bible openly expresses. That's a direct quote. Moshe, the most humble man on the face of the earth. What a contrast. What a contrast. Paro with his enormous ego, and Moshe, the most humble of all men. And note further, Moshe's first words spoken to God are, as we read in Parashas Shmos, Mi Anochi, who am I? Pharaoh's first words to God are, Mi Hashem, Asher Hashma Bekalo, Mi Hashem, who is God? Moses' first words to God are, who am I? Pharaoh's first words to God are, who are you? Amazing. Amazing. The contrast is so stark, so vast, a massive gulf, chasm of difference of behavior and philosophy and expression of self between Pharaoh and Moshe. And of course, Moshe is such a hero, and Paro is such a villain. God chooses Moshe and rejects Paro. Paro, who sees himself as the greatest, but God rejects him. And Moshe, who God chases and loves, and appoints. And why is that? Not because Moshe was big and strong. Not because, Moshe presents himself as great. Even though he was very tall and very, very impressive, it's precisely for the opposite reason. It's such an amazing lesson and irony and contrast here. That's exactly the lesson that we're learning here. Make yourself small, and God makes you a hero. God loves you. Pump yourself up and try to claim that you're so great. God's not interested in you. Then you're small. See, in the big world, if you're big, then you're big. And if you're small, then you're small. In Judaism, in God's eyes, if you're small, then you're big. And if you're big, then you're small. A lesson for all of us to consider as we read these stories and experience and observe and imagine, as we must, these conversations, these intense dialogues almost like a rivalry of sorts, this extreme battle of wits and matches between Moshe and Paro. Paro so focused on his own ego And Moshe is so focused on not himself, not any ego of himself, right? So focused on God and the Jewish people. And it's a lesson for all of us to learn if we would like to truly become great.